Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me through words, dreams, messages, warnings. And today I do have some things I would like to share that I believe that the Holy Spirit showed me while studying the Word of God. And I believe right now He is calling all of us to study the Word, especially concerning the last day prophecies that we are in. You know, Jesus talked a lot about the last days and in the Gospels. And this is something that He didn't just put there just so people could read it. He put it there as warnings. He put it there so it would help those, once the last days came, they would have direction on what to do and to know what's happening, so we wouldn't be caught unaware. So unless you study it, you're not going to know. Unless you're watching, you're not going to know what's going on. So right now I believe that we're seeing the Holy Spirit and coming to many people, and I've heard this from other people right now, that there is an unlocking of many truths of these prophecies and how they all fit together. And this gives us a bigger picture of what's lying ahead. And that's why it's also important to share these things with one another. So what I want to start with is in my blog, I'm going to have the majority of the information that the Lord showed me in the last week. And it will have the scriptures in there. And it will also have articles in there that I reference about what's going on now and what's going on in the past as well. So please, this is just a little bit of what I put in my blog. I just want to give you a basic outline. So everything else will be there, so please go check it out. So basically, I want us to focus a little bit on the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. We know that the tribulation is 7 years long. We know that it's cut in half. There's the tribulation, which is the first 3.5 years, which is not so bad as the last 3.5 years, which is actually called the Great Tribulation by Jesus in Matthew 24:21. This is when we will see the majority of prophecies being fulfilled, especially in the books of the book of Revelations, chapter 11, 12, and 13. Now, in Daniel 9:27, it actually talks about this 7-year period where it is a peace treaty is confirmed that's supposed to last at least 7 years. And in the middle of those 7 years, it is broken. And this is when the abomination of desolation comes. I believe it's broken because of the abomination of desolation that happens in Israel. And this is what I want to talk about right now, because what the Lord showed me is that there is a sign that is coming that the scriptures point to, which points to the beginning of the last 3.5 years, that points to the abomination of desolation coming. And what is that sign? That sign we find in Luke 21:20, when it says this, that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that desolation is near. I'm going to say this sign again. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that desolation is near. This is what I believe the Lord showed me is the beginning of the last 3.5 years and the beginning of looking for very soon would come the abomination of desolation. Now, we are actually seeing a war escalating in Israel, and we must realize that this could either be a foreshadow or a precursor, or it actually could be the actual sign that Jesus warns us about that I just read to you. Now, if it is the actual sign with Jerusalem being surrounded by her enemies, then we know the abomination of desolation is going to come soon after. Now, many biblical scholars and doctrines say that the abomination of desolation will be some sort of horrific sacrifice that is done to defile the third temple that hasn't been built yet. And this actually follows a pattern of what happened with a Greek ruler that came to desecrate the temple in Jerusalem. His name was Antiochus. I can't pronounce it properly, but I think it's Antiochus IV. And he came to desecrate the temple back then in Jerusalem. And this is before Jesus, and I don't actually have the date here. But he desecrated it by sacrificing a pig on the altar as a burnt offering to his god, Zeus. So the abomination that's talked about in the Bible seems to refer to some sort of sacrifice that happens in a holy place. And so it gets very complicated, but if you do study it, you will see all the pieces of the puzzle starting to come together. Now, the reason I bring this up, it is interesting that in the near future, and possibly as early as this Friday, March 29th, 2024, there is an event scheduled that's coming where they are going to sacrifice a red heifer bull outside the walls of Jerusalem. This has not happened since over 2,000 years ago. This has not happened, brothers and sisters. This is the first time this will happen since 70 AD when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. There hasn't been a temple to do these sacrifices. But what's happened is they have now built a massive, massive altar, and it is ready to go. And these a group of Orthodox Jews are now planning to sacrifice this red heifer. And it is going to take place on the Mount of Olives. And it's going to be facing a place where they can look directly where the temple was originally built or stood. Now, this is important because it apparently all the bulls and the red heifers in the past have been sacrificed were always done, I believe, outside the walls of Jerusalem. So this, it's actually being sacrificed in the spot that it was before. So there's a lot about this that really lines up with prophecy. And like I said, I'm not going to go into all the details, but you can do your own research. And like I said, I do have a few links that might help you in my blog. Now, when they do this sacrifice, if they do it on Friday, this is going to be Good Friday. And this is when Christians observe the sacrifice of Jesus' death on the cross as the Lamb of God. So it's only going to be something that Christians will see as an abomination. We have to also remember another thing that's another possible sign. And then a few days before this happened, if it happens this Friday, on March 24th and 25th of this year, a few days ago, there was a lunar eclipse. And lunar eclipses always point to a bad omen for the Jewish people. You can look that up, and I do have a link for that in my blog. So if this sacrifice happens, or when it happens, we must remember something. Most of us understand this, that there is no need for another sacrifice for our sins because Jesus paid the price already by dying on the cross. He was the sacrificial lamb. Contrary to what many believe, when this red heifer comes and is sacrificed, he will not take away the sins of the world. Only the blood of Jesus and not a red heifer will do this. So let's pray, brothers and sisters, for people's eyes to be opened to this truth. This is a very, very important matter, not only to us, but it's also very important to the Lord Jesus for the sacrifice that he made and to our Heavenly Father who sent his only Son as a sacrifice. All right, the next thing I want to quickly bring up to you is a warning to those who live in Jerusalem and Israel. It says in Matthew 24:15 and Luke 21:21 that when you see the abomination that causes desolation spoken of, that you are to flee. You are to leave Jerusalem, you are to leave Israel. And why is that? That's because there's going to be a lot of devastation and killing that's going to be happening. This is a sign of what's coming. I believe it's the war that's going to escalate even more. This is a severe warning for those who live in those areas. The two signs that Jesus gives us for those in Jerusalem to flee is like what I said, is when they see war And when they see that they are surrounded by their enemies, and when they see the abomination of desolation happens, these are the two signs that these people need to leave before more destruction and high casualties come. Now, Zechariah 13 and 14 is a really, really good place to read that explains even more this time in Jerusalem. All right, I think that's all I'm going to bring to you today. In my blog, I talk a little bit more about the woman in Revelation 12. I talk about the 7-year peace treaty. I talk about why is there war in Jerusalem, and so I talk about the Abraham Accord. So you can go ahead and read those yourselves. I think I'll just leave it there so you can read it. I just want to end with, brothers and sisters, we are seeing these birth pangs. They're getting stronger and stronger, and there seems to be no pause. And I think we are entering into that transitional stage of birth. And the birth is that the new kingdom of Jesus is coming. We must remember this as we see all these terrible things happening around us. We must not take our eyes off of Jesus. We must keep our eyes focused on Him and not the things around us. And we must have hope that we are going to be with Jesus soon. We are going to be in a new kingdom soon. That's what's being birthed now. And these signs that are upon us all point to this. We also must also remember that these are signs that are also pointing to the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. So now the time clock is ticking very quickly, and it is going to usher in the millennium of peace where Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So dear brothers and sisters, look up, because our redemption, it draws nigh. And I want to end with this little prayer that, and I say this is a great prayer for you to pray every day. It's from Luke 21, 36, and says this: be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.